Wonder Soul.
Welcome everyone to this video or podcast, whichever one that you're actually, you know, listening or watching. Doesn't matter. Just appreciate you guys taking time to check this out. So I wanted to make a quick announcement that I'm going to be taking a break from making content here on the Wonder Soul YouTube channel, the Wonder Soul podcast, the Wonder Soul Twitch channel, all of it. Right now I need to devote my energy and time to some other things in life, and I just feel really burnt out on just making content. June will be about 4 years that I've been doing Wonder Soul, whether it's the podcast, whether it was streaming on multiple platforms or making videos and stuff like that. But I honestly just don't have the passion right now. Like, I really, it's not that I don't enjoy, like, there's certain aspects like the interactions during the streams. I've been streaming on YouTube recently, and that's probably been the best time that I've been, streaming. That was like the best experience. I had a lot of good times on Twitch, but that's when it was really hard for me with content. There was, like, I just got really burnt out during that period. I think that was definitely during the pandemic, lockdowns and stuff like that. So, you know, I've been in this room a lot. I've spent a lot of time sitting down in this chair, you know, recording, streaming, obsessing over making content for the last couple of years. And though I'm really proud of the things that I've been able to do and the people I've been able to meet and just the incredible support throughout the different, you know, platforms and throughout the years, I just think for my mental health and just in general, like, I have to focus on certain things. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, man, when I started Wonder Soul, I was like 28, and now I'm like in my early 30s. And, I know I'm very close to certain, achievements, with YouTube, and, 1,000 subscribers, I'm sure will happen at some point, maybe. And that's really cool. I'm really proud of that. You know, I think I've just struggled finding focus in my content, and I've obsessed over how to put everything together. And I can only explain, my experience through content. I've met a lot of people through content, and, you know, it just takes a lot of energy, and, you know, especially when you're doing a lot of it for free. And right now I'm just not in the position to devote this much energy and time to this, even though there's certain aspects of it I really do enjoy. And I appreciate you if you've supported me on anything, whether it's listening to Wonder Sounds, which, you know, is still something I really enjoy. But maybe that's kind of what I'm thinking about doing right now. I think this was a great experience and a good learning experience, but, you know, I just think that my adventures with creations and creating lie somewhere else, and my path in life probably lays in a different place. And but unless I can move on from this and stop devoting so much energy to things that really aren't bringing me joy, like, I'm not in love with, I never really wanted to be like a streamer, and I dedicate a lot of time to that. And, you know, podcasting has been great. There was moments when I was like really happy about it. It was very therapeutic, and I felt like every week I felt inspired, and I was able to really connect with people and, you know, have some really cool conversations. But I think I've done some soul searching, and I don't know. It seems like the kind of content I make is like a tool for me to fill in certain blanks in my life that I have, you know, socially, and just things that were part of my life that, you know, as you get older, sometimes it gets harder to capture, like, those social gathering conversations and, you know, playing video games with your friends. Like, those kind of things, like, become harder to do as you get older. And I know I'm getting a little deep, but I knew that's just how I was going to be able to process this. And I'm trying to be as like raw as I can be with you guys, because, you know, most people just make a tweet or something or don't even say anything. They just ghost. I've witnessed it. I've seen people do it. But I just don't have a passion to do what I'm doing right now. And I don't want to take anybody's time, energy, or even like support that's financial. Like, I know I have people on Patreon, and, you know, if you're watching this, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you. But, you know, I think I need to come back with it later down the road with, like, you know, something different. You know, I respect a lot of people who've done what I've tried to do. And I applaud them, because it is challenging, and it's a lot of people out there doing it. So you really have to bring something that, you know, makes you stand out. Anyways, that's it. So I'm sorry if you were following the 2K5. I know that's a big reason why this channel's grown. And I think I get really insecure thinking, like, I can't provide that. I was already kind of feeling burnout recently. I was like, man, I've gone really hard with 2K5. You know, I kind of want to do something else, but I just think it's really hard to build a platform off of multiple things sometimes, because, you know, you can't sustain that type of growth, and you can't promise people what you're going to do except for you being that person there. And I think I just have always appreciated my time with video games as a something that's good for my mental health, to take time away, to break reality, escape a little bit. And I don't know. I don't know if I can entertain people through that medium. And I don't digest these things in a way that I feel like I can talk about them on a podcast. And I don't, it's not that I don't value my own opinion. I just don't feel the need to project it like that. Like, I don't want to do reviews. I don't want to just watch something and talk about it. Like, I want to have those conversations on a deeper scale with people where I can, like, really engage. Because a lot of the content that I've been able to do, you know, luckily has been right here. But, you know, just me and this computer in this room, like, there's been like a handful of times that I've ever made anything with someone else literally physically in this space. So I think I'm just longing for more of that. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. But, you know, hey, I've been very thankful for the experiences of streaming, to recording podcasts, having people on, getting to meet new people. And I really like the creative process. But to do it right and do it to the way that I want to do it, it just takes a level of dedication that, you know, especially if you're lacking financial stability, it becomes something that's increasingly difficult. Like, that drains the joy that you can get, because you're just filled with so many other things on your mind that takes you away from that conversation, that video game, that recording, that video, whatever. So I'm just taking a break I'm trying to, you know, I think I'll know, and I've done this before, and I think it's healthy to take time. And I really try hard to find ways to make this work. And maybe this might be the last time I do anything with Wondersoul. And I've been contemplating that for a long time. But, you know, when you do something, or you're around something, or with someone even, so long, it becomes part of you, part of your identity. And you don't want to give up on it. And you don't want to feel like that your worth is less because you don't have that in you or life. In your being, your identity. And I feel like I was, like, very worried about letting go and moving on, even if I thought, man, this might be a healthy, good move for me, you know, for me personally. And that's something I really need to work on. And I think anybody can relate, but it's more about just priorities. And I'm really thankful that if you took time to listen to this, this was supposed to be a lot shorter. But this is all coming off of the top of the dome from my heart. Like, this is how I feel. And I knew that if I typed something up, wrote something, tweeted something, just wouldn't come off. This is me expressing this and working this out with you on this podcast or video, whatever, because I wanted to put it out wherever content is, just so I didn't leave anybody in the dark. Because obviously I'm not going to just keep paying for the podcast. Probably move some of that onto the YouTube channel. And I'm not getting rid of the YouTube channel. I'm not getting rid of anything. I know I'm like shadow banned on Twitch probably, but that's going to still be there. Like, I'm not burning everything down. So you can always enjoy any of the content that's here, all the Wonder Sounds, all 17. And who knows, I might come back and do something low key, just under a different name, a different, you know, brand. But honestly, I just want to focus on some other things for some time and get back to being me and enjoying the things I enjoy when it comes to making content, like video games and all these things. I just want to enjoy them, you know. I haven't really got a chance to just do that for a few years, because I've always had to have some kind of other motivation with it. So thank you guys. Thank you so much for your support. If you've ever supported Wonder Soul by any means, you know who you are. And if you're listening or watching, thank you. No matter where we are today, I remember every person that I've really interacted with by doing Wonder Soul, because this was a life-changing experience for me. And it was really out of my comfort zone. And there were some ups and downs and stuff, but man, the people I met, and you know, that was the best part of this. So thank you. Appreciate you. And that's it. I don't know if we'll talk again. If we do, that'd be cool. I'm not gonna go like ghost. I'll be around. But as far as like putting out videos, streams, and podcast episodes, that's gonna be it for a while, guys. So you guys take care. Thank you so much. Peace.